Heavy rains caused road and fresh water supply issues in Souk and Port Renfrew. Visible flooding hit Souk streets Saturday, October 19, afternoon, and as the river rose, the district opted to close the gates at Souk Potholes Gateway shortly before 3 p.m. Stay safe and avoid riverbanks during these conditions, the district urged on social media. Souk opened a self-serve sandbag station at the Ed McGregor Park parking lot in anticipation of the first heavy rains of fall. The sandbag station at 6765 West Coast Road is now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through 2025 and offers sand and sandbags at no cost. Residents are reminded to bring their own shovels and gloves for filling the bags. By opening the self-serve sandbag station, we aim to give our community the tools they need to prepare for heavy rainfall and potential flooding, Emergency Program Manager Ryland Bennett said in a news release. We encourage residents to take proactive measures to protect their homes and properties. Residents were advised to monitor local weather forecasts and be aware of the potential for significant rainfall. Taking early action to place sandbags around vulnerable areas can make a significant difference in minimizing damage. The Capital Regional District asked the roughly 200 users in the Port Renfrew Water Service area to conserve water after flooding shut down the water treatment plant due to heavy rain and flooding in the area. At this time, treated water is being drawn from stored capacity, the CRD said in a 4:30 p.m. alert. Every effort is being made to minimize impacts to water quality and supply. The situation is being actively assessed and the CRD will provide updates as details are confirmed or should additional action be needed by residents. The issues were resolved by Monday morning. Numerous washouts, culvert failures and landslides also closed travel between Jordan River and Port Renfrew communities. The weekend's atmospheric river that hit Vancouver Island turned into mobilizing crew and equipment on West Coast Road, according to the contractor that services that area. MCON Services said drivers can expect multiple crews and equipment working on repairs through the week.